Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody! How are you? You're going to the playoff. That's how you are. Holy moly. This team, this season, this franchise. I gotta tell ya, I've been doing this a long time. Never been anything like this season. Nothing. You know, the obvious stuff, the off-field stuff. But the games? 6 games that are walk-offs? 4 overtime games? Nearly a quarter of your season going to overtime? And you win them all? Something's going on. I don't know what it is. But you know, I'm not making plans for next week, that's for sure. Not taking any days off next week after Saturday's game at Cincinnati. Because these guys aren't dying. They're not going away. Are they dominating? Golly gee, no they're not. No they're not. They've won the last 4 games by 12 points total. 2 of them gone to the very last play. But they're winning. They're winning. And, they're playing timely enough defense. They're running the ball. And they're celebrating at the end of the game. They had to go 4-0. And they went 4-0. They come into the playoffs as a result of that, along with the Buffalo Bills, the hottest team in football. Are they a team, you know, the whole deal? That's a team you don't want to play in the playoffs. We heard that about the Colts, and we heard that about the Chargers. But guess what? Everybody should be happy, because nobody's playing those 2 freaking teams, because they out. Are the Raiders a team that you don't want to play? It's a good question. It's a question that just really popped up in my mind now. I don't know if you can say that, but you can say it because they're not dying. I tell you what, you don't want to go to the overtime with them. You don't want to give them the ball last. Just incredible, 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 that game. I'm glad everybody got to see it on Sunday night. And if you lived on, you didn't live on the West Coast, it was cutting into your bedtime, wasn't it? That thing ended like at 9:15. Went the full 10 freaking minutes of overtime. It's just incredible. And you know what I was thinking earlier today? The power of one play. One play. If one play against Dallas, one play against Cleveland, one play against Indy, one play against the Chargers, it's over. It's over. I'm not talking one play each game. I'm talking one freaking play. And it's over. And you can say that about other teams too. But it's just the power of one play. So talking specifically about this team. And the one play I don't think gets talked about enough. And there was several in that Charger game. Several. But one that doesn't get talked about, the Chargers' last offensive play of the game. It's 3rd and 6. Herbert tries to get Cook, I think it was Cook, or Williams. And Just missed him. Just missed a touchdown. That would have ended the friggin' game. That would have ended the friggin' season. And then they kicked a field goal, and then the Raiders went down and won the game. But one play ends the season, and ends Bisaccia's time with the Raiders. Because I know a lot of fans go, okay, I don't know if I want that cat as my coach, but I'll take him as my special teams coach next year. Well, it isn't that easy. Yeah, he's probably under contract, but if you're not going to give him the promotion, are you going to really make him stay? And the new coach gets full autonomy of his staff usually. And I think if there's a new Raider coach, he'll get full. He can pick his team. So if Bisaccia is not, if he doesn't get the job, and the new coach isn't one of his really close friends. I mean, really close friends. He's not going to want to stick around. Excuse me. And furthermore, I know we hear about all these hot names, head coaches. If Bisaccia becomes free, why shouldn't he be a hot name? He's done a heck of a job. I think at this point, they made the playoffs. He did what he's supposed to do. They made the friggin' playoffs. Players love him. He has a special relationship. I think you keep him. I think that's completely locked down if they beat the Bengals. That's completely. You go 2 weeks in the playoffs, and you're not a jerk. You know, you don't have odds with, or because we've seen that happen before with guys leaving the playoffs. But in this circumstances, no freaking way, right? It can't happen. And I think the man's done enough now to keep the job, regardless. Regardless, I think a lot of players will be pissed. He may not be exciting, and he may not really, you know, he hates talking about himself in press conferences, but you could tell he's a good man. He's not a BSer. And he really cares about his guys. And, you know, I go back to Mayock saying when the whole Gruden fiasco happened that, you know, Bisaccia is the best leader of men that I've ever seen. And, you know, these guys like to talk a lot of hyperbole. But you can't knock Bisaccia's leadership. It's been tremendous. Yeah, and that game was wild. God, you can go, yeah, and Staley's getting knocked a lot for that timeout. Who knows? If I was a Charger fan or a Charger media who had, you know, write about really what happened, I think that fourth and what was it, like 1.5 from their own 18 in the third quarter with 9 freaking minutes left, down 3, that was fucking stupid. That was over fucking thinking on his part. And they got stuffed. And the game was far from fucking over. I swear once in a while on the show, I can if I want. If you don't like it, you don't have to tune in. I don't overdo it, but sometimes when I get fired up, I do. That lost the game. The Jalen Richard, 3rd and 23, that won the game. You know, there's little pieces like that. After the Chargers are really nervous to start the game. Then once they took the 14-10 lead, I tweeted, okay, they appear to have settled down. It's going to be the team that makes the less stupid mistakes is going to win. And I think that's what happened. And I thought the Raiders are going to win. And I said it on this podcast, and I said it on a radio show on Sunday. So if you want to look for receipts, there's your friggin' receipts. I thought the Raiders were going to win. I put it on our website, Silver and Black Pride. Because I didn't think that there was that much difference between these two teams, that the Chargers would sweep them. And I also thought the Chargers would charger. And they chargered. I know Staley gets a lot of credit for his, you know, brass nuts. Always going. But if it doesn't work all the time, what's so great about it? Like the Kansas City game. You know, his, hey, I'm going to go for it. Cool, exciting, fun to watch. But use your frickin' mind sometimes. You know, I think Musashi's gotten better at games management. Because, you know, this man has never been a head coach at any level. And I think the last month, hey, what's happened the last month? Well, they've won every freaking game. I think he's settled down. And I think it's helped him. So, okay, let's wrap up this show with talking a little Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati and the immortal words of Bill Belichick. What are the keys? Well, it's supposed to be really crappy weather. Like, high of 27, and the game starts at 4:30 in the afternoon there, so it's going to drop. Most of this game is going to be under the lights at nighttime, and, you know, you don't need to be a weatherman or weather person to realize that it gets colder when it gets darker. So it's going to be freaking cold, and it's going to be windy, and there might be some snow, and Derek Carr doesn't play well in snow and wet and cold. So he can change that narrative. He can really change a lot of narratives in this game. It's his first playoff game. Congratulations to him. So running is going to be a key. And the Raiders have run well lately. Josh Jacobs had two of his best games as a Raider in two of the last three games against Denver. And Chargers had 132 yards against the Chargers, a career high. So I think that bodes well. You know, but the Bengals can run now too. Mixon ate up the Raiders 123 yards in week 11, the 32-13 Cincy lead game. The Raiders did okay against Chase, really good against Chase, but he's been hot. Joe Burrow ate him up a little bit. Joe Burrow, the key to Joe Burrow is getting to him. He's been sacked 51 times. He's been hit 109 times, like the fourth or fifth most by a quarterback this year. The Raiders get a lot of pressures. Max Crosby had 100 pressures, most in the league. Get to him. They had three sacks against him last time. Get to him. Make him cause some fumbles. Make him throw errantly and throw interceptions. That's your key. That's your key there. The weather, get him Burrow, run the ball. Here's a guy who I think is going to have a big game. I think Waller is going to have a big game if the Raiders can throw the ball. Him and Carr were off last week, but they didn't have any real practice time. They just did walkthroughs, and he hadn't played for 5 weeks. But they went to him a few times and went to him in key moments. And I'm sure they'll try to do that again, and I expect them to have better success if the win allows them to throw the ball. So I think that's the keys. Can they win? I'm not going to say they can't win. Do I think the home team will probably win? Probably. Don't be pissed off at me about that. Hey, you know, they're 6.5-point favorite. A lot of people think they should win. But I'm not going to sit here and say that we're not going to talk about another football game next week. I cannot turn the Raiders down. They're winning games. They're winning games at a high freaking rate right now. They went 10-7. Awesome for them. So, do I expect a nice and easy, calm game? No. No. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a gut-wrenching. But hey, this is what we're in it for. So, Saturday afternoon, it's going to be a good time. And we will be here next week to talk about it. And we talked about, hopefully, for Rich Bisaccia's sake, because he's a good man and he's earned it. I think it's going to be a conversation, you know, whether they win or lose, he's the head coach. You know, I know there's a lot of Jim Harbaugh talk. We'll see. But and I also know that Mark Davis cares about his team and he wants to win. If he thinks that, hey, we're close to the Super Bowl and Harbaugh can get me to the Super Bowl next year, he might do something. But again, we might be weeks away from that conversation. So in the meantime, enjoy what you just saw. Soak it up. Get ready for the weekend. Have fun. Be with the people you love watching football with. Because this is special. It's the first time in 5 years. And it really sucked 5 years ago because you had to watch Connor Cook play and not Derek Carr. And we all knew that game was going to blow, and it did blow, and it wasn't very entertaining, it wasn't very interesting, it wasn't fun. This should be fun. So enjoy it. soak it in, have fun, be with the people you love. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. Read us, listen to us, enjoy it. Be safe, be happy. Talk to you soon. Take it easy.